Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know, spirits are there with you. Well, hello, this is George Gamond. I was talking over the mic, talking over the music, and I didn't mean to do that. I was just basically saying, turning the show over to spirit and let them kind of run the show today, as much as they will, and as much as I'm open to it, and as much as you're open to it. Thinking a lot about the show and what I do and what I love to do, but kind of contemplating that a lot lately, because I do this and I love doing this and I love communicating ideas to people, but I just don't seem to get the feedback that I'm looking for from people. So that's okay. I mean, and I won't dwell on that too much, but I want to do today, because one of the things I'm really passionate about is inspiring people. That's kind of my job, is to let spirit inspire you to achieve what you want to do. So it's not about predicting when things are going to happen in your life. It's about when you're going to make it happen, isn't it? Really, isn't it about when you're going to make it happen? So I have a lot of inspiring quotes today. That's kind of the direction I'm going. I've been thinking about doing this and why I do this and my role or purpose, and it's really about inspiring you to take that next step, put your fears behind you, leap forward, seek what you want, get what you want. You know, I get a lot of callers who have issues, and as I talked about the other day, I think we have three main issues that we're concerned about. I have a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Please hang on. I'll be with you. Three main issues in our life. One is health, right? Health issues. We all have health issues, or family members that have health issues. And that's a concern. That really is. Obviously, I have health issues. I think you do. As you get older, they seem to multiply. And then the other area is finance. Well, that's the second area is finance. And it's just not money, but it's you know, the money to do this or move there or do this in your life. And people seem to be concerned about that. And the third is relationships, and all kinds of relationships, not just romantic, but friends and family members, and siblings, parents, the whole gamut, right? The whole gamut. And so my job is what I see my job is to show compassion, try to give you answers or help you lead you to an answer, to open you up to answers. I think you'll get the answer. The universe will give you the answer. But I do find that doing this, that if you come angry, totally upset and angry about your situation is very difficult to be resolved. And I find people who will ask, well, when will I do this and when will I do that? And I haven't had this and I haven't had that. And I can feel the negative energy there. And the first thing you have to do is turn your energy around. Turn your vibration around to get into a positive place. Now, I know you're going, well, I've been down and out and blah, blah, blah. But you have to at some point say, okay, this doesn't feel good and I want to feel good. And I'm going to seek feeling good first. If I can feel good, start to find things to feel good about, then I'm going to start attracting to myself the things I want in life. And that's where the inspiration comes in. Giving you something to hold on to that feels good. Feel good, inspirational quotes, and I'm going to channel my spirit guides, or maybe we'll talk to some dead people, famous dead people and relatives of somebody. Maybe they'll come through. And it's about feeling good. It's about getting to that place of feeling good so that you can manifest and create anything you want in your life. It's that connection that you have with Source, God, if you want to call it that, and it's feeling good about yourself. So that's kind of where I'm going. So we're going to talk about inspirational quotes. I have 20 from the Dalai Lama, and then I have quotes from various people that are inspirational, and it's about feeling good, giving you hope for the future. I've talked about hope this week a lot, so I'll take a couple calls, but you kind of know where I'm going with this whole thing a little bit, you know. This is fun for me, but I want to feel good about the fun. I want to feel good, and I want you to feel good. If you're feeling down, then we got to get you back up to a positive place, and that's where you attract everything you want in your life. Okay, I'll take a couple calls, 561-856, and then we'll go from there into inspirational quotes, and I'm going to channel my spirit guides what their thoughts are about inspiration. For some reason, I'm clogged up again. I don't know why. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And who am I speaking to?
This is Lena.
Lena, what's going on in your life? Are you? Would you say your vibration is really high right now?
No.
Okay. Well, then you got to get it there. If you want anything in your life, you have to get your vibration high. You know what the key word to getting your vibration high is? One of the key words? There are lots of them. Lots of things you can do. First of all, you can be in service to other people and make sure you're in service. The second thing is you can appreciation. Looking for little things to appreciate on a daily basis. Tony Robbins talks about this all the time. He starts every day off for looking for things, little things that he appreciates in his meditations, in his quiet time. So what's on your mind, though? So let's get into that. I'm not getting into predictions today. I'm getting into inspiration versus predictions, okay?
Well, I had a job interview yesterday that seemed to go very well, and I just sent a thank you note today, so I'm really hoping that I get a call on Monday. And,
just believe it. Believe it. See yourself working there. See yourself working there.
I really had a good feeling working there.
Excellent. Good for you. You'll get it. You'll get something soon. You know you will.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You take care.
All right.
You'll get exactly what you want, but you got to get your energy, your vibration up to a place where you're matching what you want. And that's the key. Okay?
Yeah, I'm just a little tired right now.
Well, then rest is a really important thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. I know. I guess maybe she wanted to hear, is she getting the job? Why not? Why wouldn't she get the job? If she's in alignment with the job, she'll get the job. That's kind of a strange statement, I know. But you got to be in alignment with it. And I'm going off a little different direction. It's about inspiration. Let me give you a quote. I got 347 number waiting for me. But let me give you a couple Dalai Lama quotes, and then we'll go in from there. And we'll keep moving on. I got about 20 of these, but I won't go all through all of them. I consider hatred to be the ultimate enemy. Think about that. Hatred, the ultimate enemy. And if you think about your vibration, hatred really brings your vibration down. You can't be in a state of anger and hatred toward the world and be in a good vibration, in a good place. You're just going to attract more of it. Okay. I'll give you one more and then I'll take a call or two. The ultimate source of my mental happiness is my peace of mind. Nothing can destroy this except my own anger. Again, anger is the opposite of being in a really good place. Anger is in the opposite place of not. So in some way, somehow, we have to move out of anger and into a peaceful place, don't we? So how do you move out of anger? Well, appreciation, as I mentioned to the lady on the phone. It's appreciating the little things, just going through life. And mindfulness is part of that. If you're into a state of mindfulness, mindfulness is really noticing everything around you and starting to appreciate all the little things around you, looking for those things to appreciate. Mindfulness is not focused on the past or not even focused on the future. It's in the moment. And if it's purely based on love, if you're in the state of love, as you're doing your mindfulness, you're really looking at what feels good right here, right now. What feels good right here, right now. And looking for the feel-good things instead of the things that don't feel good. Let me see if we still have colors. Okay, I do. Going off in a different direction. Hello.
Hi, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Please listen. Have a good day. You gonna have a good weekend? You gonna have some fun?
Yeah. Oh, well, no.
No, that's part of the creative process. So you have to start manifesting or creating a fun weekend, right?
Yeah.
What would you like to do this weekend?
Well, I wish that I could
go out. I put you
on
the spot, I know, but that's all right.
If I could, I would probably go out, but I kind of cut everybody off.
While I was studying in school, so now I don't really have anybody to
go out with, and it's cold up here, so.
I was worrying, okay. I was wondering about someone, too, if I was going to hear from someone again, or what he's thinking of me, if he's just.
You know what? That's a cool thing to do. That's a cool thing to do is start visualizing that person calling you. Start visualizing it. Start feeling it. You know, putting that vibe out there, that energy out to that person. Call me. Call me. Just try that. Practice that. Put a deadline on it, too. Okay, so you want him to call you Saturday or Sunday or before the weekend's over? Before the weekend's over, right?
Yeah.
So put it out there. My intention is for this person to call me before the weekend. You can use the name. I'm not going to use the name. But your intention is for blah, blah, blah to call me by Sunday night. And then put it out. Turn it over. Okay? See what happens.
Okay.
See if you're not surprised by the call. I did that a while back. And it was kind of an interesting thing. I said, I gave myself 48 hours. I put it out there, not specific person, but I said I would like to be contacted by people, either phone call or maybe text or something, who are very spiritually minded, just like myself, you know, to communicate with. And within a matter of 24 hours, three people contacted me that I hadn't talked to in a while, either chatted either on Facebook or a phone call, which was I was really surprised. So that it works. So do it. It works.
Right.
Yeah, you can even be more general about it. Just say, you know what, by Sunday night, I would like to hear somebody that I can have a nice relationship with. Why not?
Well,
but if you want the specific person.
No, you know what it is? I wonder if he's even relationship material, like if any kind of relationship is possible,
well, then,
if it's going to happen to me and him.
Then you got to ask him. I mean, ask for that information. Ask for the universe to bring that to you. You'll get it. You'll get it. Okay? I'm trying to inspire other people to do things today. On your own, you can do this. Okay? You can make it happen. You have the power. You have the power. Remember that. You have the power to make this happen.
Yeah.
You have the connection to all there is. So go for it. Set a deadline. To get clarity, for to communicate and get clarity on that subject. Okay?
Okay.
You can do this, really. Happens all the time. So take care. Enjoy your studying. Take a break. Go watch something funny. Do something really. You got to laugh at least 15 minutes today. Laugh at least 15 minutes today, okay? Can you do that?
Okay. Yeah. I can
promise? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
All
take
right.
care. Bye.
Thank you.
I know I didn't want to make a prediction on that, and I'm trying to avoid that today as much as possible. I really want to just talk about inspiration and you being motivated or inspired. In the Abraham material, they made an interesting statement about the difference between motivation and inspiration. See if you think about see what you think about this expression, that motivation. Inspiration is that calling to reach out, to be godlike or to connect with the divine or to be inspired at some level. While motivation is that kick in the butt your mother would give you when you haven't cleaned your room. Motivation is more of a prodding to do something, you know, go do it. I've been motivated. Well, you know, like the carrot and the stick thing. And sometimes it's the stick and not the carrot. Well, inspiration. Let me read you. Okay, let me do this. The definition. From the dictionary.com, I like this. Inspired, the word, what does it mean? Aroused, animated, or imbued with spirit to do something, or by a supernatural or divine influence. I like that. By a supernatural or divine influence. Not that I'm supernatural or divine, but it's aroused. With spirit to do something. It's like your soul. Somebody says something and it inspires your soul. It activates your soul to get you to do something or think about something. So that's kind of what inspiration is. because I have some quotes on that. I was doing the Dalai Lama. Let me go back. Anybody wants to talk to me? Okay, we got a listener. We got chat room people. Cool. How cool is that, huh? Okay, so a little bit more Dalai Lama, and then I'll get into some other quotes from some other people about inspiration. Like, I'm going to leave you with inspired thoughts on a Friday afternoon or Friday evening, wherever you may be, so that you can move into the weekend kind of all charged up and ready to fly. Humans have the potential not only to create happy lives for themselves, but also to help other beings. It's an interesting statement. Humans have the potential, which in every one of us, there is this potential to live happy lives. You know, happiness is a choice, right? Isn't it a choice? I was talking about that to somebody about that the other day, that we have a choice. We can either be happy or sad. Choice. You can decide to be happy or you can decide to be sad, right? This is kind of a very Buddhist philosophy, and it's the middle way. There are always extremes, but the middle way is the proper way. Think about that. What do you think? Do you think the middle way, not too excited or not too down, just somewhere in that nice, even middle place in life? And as the Dalai Lama said, much depends on our own attitude. Ooh, it's about attitude, isn't it? It always is about attitude. It's about our thought patterns. It's our belief systems, right? Okay, moving right along. We're gonna leave the Dalai Lama behind. We'll take some other calls. If you want to talk to some dead people, if you want some messages from them that inspire you, help you to get to the next place in your life, or if you want to, well, you will hear from my spirit guides in a little while. I'm going to just wait a few more minutes to do that because I wanted to give some other quotes. Oh, I was going to do the Abraham quote today. I thought it was kind of appropriate for our discussion today. This is from 1996, October 15th, the Abraham material, you know, Esther Hicks, Jerry Hicks, The Secret. If you're not familiar with Abraham, a lot of people aren't. So I'm introducing Abraham to everybody. No one can deny you or grant you anything. No one can deny you or grant you anything. What do you think? Interesting thought. No one can deny you or grant you anything. It all comes to you by virtue of your vibration. I'll read that again because that's like basic element, basic ideas behind the law of attraction, whatever word you want to put there. It comes to you by virtue of your vibration. Now, we talked a little bit, and I talked to the lady a little bit a few minutes ago about if you want something in your life, you have to align your vibration to what you want. It has to feel good. You have to be feeling really good about the process. So when people call and say, I want a job and I've been out of job for 6 months, I don't know what to do, it comes to you by virtue of your vibration. And that's hard. If you've been out of work or not been in a relationship for a long time and you want a relationship or you want this or you want that, but you have to be in alignment with it. You have to be vibrationally matching it. And there's so many different ways of doing that, all relatively easy, not all that hard. It's not that hard to get your vibration into a place where you're matching what you want. It takes a little bit of work, but it's not that hard. Work being that you have to decide, first of all, I want my vibration there. Now I'm going to use the tools that I can to get there. So that's what this show is about today, is about inspiration, inspiring thoughts that maybe help you to lift your vibration up. So if you're looking for something in your life, you might find a quote or two that you go, I could use that. That kind of gets me up into that place. It shows me to appreciate some things. I have a caller. Let me do a couple quotes, inspirational quotes, and we get back to callers. I love this one by Joseph Campbell. And if you know who Joseph Campbell is, if you don't know who Joseph Campbell is, please look up Joseph Campbell and do some more reading on him. An amazing man, very amazing man. We must let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the one that is waiting for us. Isn't that a beautiful quote that John Lennon said something very similar to that. Maybe he was reading Joseph Campbell, because Joseph Campbell was around back then, obviously. Something to the effect that life happens while you're making plans. So we must let go of the life that we have planned. You know, we hold so tight to those plans that never seem to come about, so we can accept the one that is waiting for us. It's like our higher self, our God self, our source energy is already creating the life for us. We just have to be in that marvelous place of allowance for it to happen. Walt Whitman, famous American poet, and I'll get back to the caller in a second. I just love some of these quotes. They're just incredible. He said, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and the shadows will fall behind you." Now, that's very metaphorical, but it's a very interesting statement. Keep your face always toward the sunshine, the light, if you want to use that, the divine light, if you want to put it in that kind of context. And the shadows, the darkness, will always be behind you. Think about that. Isn't that a great quote? It's a great quote. So I'll take a call or two and see what's going on with you folks out there in the hinterlands. It's kind of cool today in Southern California. For us, you know, maybe for you, you're going, it's a heat spell. You guys are hot. It's about 60 degrees. Really, for us, we had it like in the 90s or 80s last month earlier. Yeah, last month. And it was like, this is not fall, but now it's fall, autumn, whatever you call it. Okay. Caller is there. We'll get back to the quotes. We'll let my spirit guides, we'll let Adonis talk to you about something about inspiration in a few minutes. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi.
So
Holly,
do you feel
from
inspired?
Seattle.
How,
huh?
Are you inspired? Are you inspired today?
No.
Oh, Holly. Well, do you want to be inspired?
Yeah.
You know, there are days we just want to chill and we don't want to do anything, right? You ever have
yeah.
any of those days where you're just like,
yeah,
I'm done with it. I'm done with it all, right?
Yeah. That's
so,
today.
What's going on with you?
Raining.
Other than chilling.
It's 35 degrees and raining, and we had a tiny bit of snow early this morning.
Welcome to Seattle, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't even a half inch. It was just like they call it dusting.
Well, you don't get a lot of snow.
I'm in the valley. Yeah, I'm in the valley. I don't get hardly anything.
You don't get that much snow. I know my daughter lives in Denver, near Denver, outside of Denver. They get snow.
Yeah.
They get snow. So,
Denver,
what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
My brother James.
Your brother. What's your brother's name?
James.
Oh, James. I'm sorry, I missed that. I thought you said change.
Okay.
But your brother and change. No, I don't have change. But let's see. James. Okay. When did he pass?
July 3rd, 2011.
Yeah, wow. He's a newbie on the other side. And he says,
yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not a newbie. I've been around for a while.
I bet he has lots of life.
He's been helping others do their transitions over. Okay? His job. Part of his job is to help others do their transition. He's a greeter. He's a delightful soul. He was a delightful person. Yeah. So he makes it very warm and comfortable for other people that do their transition, so they feel very welcome, and it takes away some of the soulful anxiety of where am I at, what am I doing here, right? Okay.
Yeah, and I bet he cracks a joke.
More than you can imagine. More than
yeah.
you can imagine. Okay? A lighthearted spirit is a happy spirit. Okay?
Yeah.
So what does he have to say to you specifically? Is it basically, don't worry about the doldrums. At your heart, at your core, Holly, you're really joyful person. You're a happy person. So you get down once in a while. So what? You're carving out for yourself a rather interesting and productive life. You know that. Is that true? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, fine.
I like the word carving. He said you're carving out a very productive life for yourself. Just keep going. Just keep going. The other message I get is something about he touches you, like physically, or you feel him when you're kind of in a strange place or mood, when you're not feeling well emotionally. He touches you.
Mm-hmm.
His spirit is about lifting you up a little bit, making you feel a little better when you're feeling down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I feel him.
You can sense him. He touches you. I like that.
My hair.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. He likes to ruffle your hair if he could, or ruffle your hair, rustle it around. You know what I mean? Shake it all up. Yeah. Okay. And something about your big toe. Something about a big toe.
It's crooked. It's going crooked, and I keep trying to stretch it back to straight.
Oh, he finds it kind of entertaining. But he thinks it's rather entertaining and cute. Okay? I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, can he fix it for me?
He'll work with you if you're willing to visualize the way you want it to look. Get a clear picture of the way you get a clear picture of how you want it to look. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And hold on to that. And you'll be amazed how quickly it straightens.
Yeah, I can kind of feel it already.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean seriously, but you can just
visualize
the way you
want it. I mean with this past couple months.
Yeah, so visualize it the way you want it to be, the way you want to look. Have a picture of it, how you want it to look. Show yourself, this is the way I want it to look, not the way it looks. Okay, let's straighten this thing out. Send me some energy to straighten this thing out.
Yeah,
and you'll get some help.
Our mom.
What about your mom?
Health. Her health.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Suzanne. Isabel.
Yeah. How old's your mom?
72 or 3. 3 or 4.
Okay. What does he say about your mom's health? I get the words, whatever's going on is very correctable. It's being corrected or it's correctable. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That she has within her, at her soul level, the desire to live many more years. Okay?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that her willpower or her energy, her soulfulness will prolong her life. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's correctable, I guess is the word I hear. Her intention is to correct it. She hasn't given up, in so many words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Her energy has not given up. So good for her. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do is make her laugh.
Well, I don't talk to her.
Yeah, but you could. Send her jokes mentally. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? I'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
So
go
straighten your toe out, would you please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't believe you brought that up. That's hilarious. Okay.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Big toes, huh? It's funny that we can do those things physically. For ourselves, if we have faith and believe that we can correct physical. I've been working on that one for a while. Maybe I don't have. Yeah, I need to work on it more. Okay, so some more quotes, and then we'll get back to any other callers, or we'll let my spirit guides talk to you, and I probably will do that in a few minutes anyway. Swami Shivananda, Nana, put your heart, mind, and soul into even your smallest acts. This is the secret of success. Well, another way of saying that, focus on what you're doing. Put everything, put your energy into that. Whatever you're doing, really put your energy into it. I love that. Putting your energy into it. You know, I watched somebody once, a famous chef who was showing how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. It was part of a movie, but he was showing, you know, because he was the what you would call him, the professional that was showing the amateurs how to do it during making the movie, you know, how to cook. And I watched him make a grilled cheese sandwich. And the intensity of being focused on this sandwich and lifting it up and looking at it and watching it melt and this, each side, it was just like an art of just a grilled cheese sandwich. You thought, oh, he's just making a grilled cheese. But it was just this involvement in it. So that's what I call about putting your mind's heart, mind, and soul into the smallest acts. Like making a grilled cheese sandwich, washing dishes, whatever it is. Put yourself into it. And that's mindfulness. That's an absolute case of mindfulness, just putting yourself into the moment of what you're doing. Your focus is in this spot right now and what you're doing, and you're not being distracted by anything else. It's a beautiful quote. It's inspirational because that's what makes things work, makes things successful, is you really put your heart, mind, and soul into whatever you're doing. Audrey Hepburn, famous actress, passed a few years ago. I love this one. Nothing is impossible. The word itself means I'm possible. Isn't that a great? I love that. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible. So anytime you hear the word impossible, break it down. No, I'm possible. Isn't that a beautiful one? I love that quote. Absolutely. I'm going to post that on Facebook. If you're with me on Facebook, you're going to read that one again and again. Because it's a beautiful quote. I feel like I've posted it about 17,000 times, you know, because it's such a great quote. Okay. Jim Rohn, who was a famous motivational speaker, and yeah, and I remember seeing Jim. I didn't see him live, but I've seen videos with Jim. And this is a great quote. Happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It is something you design for the present. You know, when I go on that trip, I'm going to be happy. When I get that new car, I'm going to be happy. When I get that new job, I'm going to be happy. This weekend, I'm going to be happy. I'm miserable now, but this weekend. So, no, stop. Wrong. It is something you design for the present. So, mindfulness. I'm going to be happy now. I've decided to be happy now. Like Theodore Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, loved President Roosevelt, okay? Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Isn't that kind of interesting expression? Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Isn't that amazing? Think about that one. You got to believe it first to make it happen. You got to get your vibrational alignment with the belief part. Oh, I believe it can happen. Once you get there, then you're on that road to whatever you were looking for in life. Okay, I got a few. I got dozens of these. I could go on all day. Let's see. What did Buddha say? Now, let's go to Norman Vincent Peale. He was a minister. He wrote a lot about Power of Positive Thinking, if you ever want to look up the book, Power of Positive Thinking, Norman Vincent Peale. Change your thoughts and you change your world. Now, the Law of Attraction people, Church of Religious Science, a lot of, you know, Centers for Spiritual Living have jumped on that expression, but that's where it came from. Change your thoughts and you change your world. And you have a choice right in the moment to change your thoughts. You have the ability to change your thoughts. You can change your thoughts from something you don't like to something you do like. You can change your thoughts from a negative to a positive. Change your thoughts and change your world. Norman Vincent Peale said that. Yeah, the power of positive thinking. Now, you don't believe that, right? Okay, think about this. When you're kind of sad and kind of depressed a little bit, go watch something really funny. Go watch a funny animal movie or children laughing. And you're focusing your thoughts on them, and you're not thinking about whatever's bothering you. And your attitude will shift. It'll automatically, when you start laughing your attitude completely shifts. You know, it's hard to be depressed when you're watching a beautiful sunset and watching this, you know, watching the sky and all the colors. That just, if you go for the heart and reach for the heart, it's there. Okay, enough quotes for the day. I'll do more of these. These are fun. I love this stuff. This is like, you know, it's like candy for me. Is getting into inspirational quotes and letting spirit talk about how to inspire your soul to reach whatever you want in life. That's my job, really. If I had to say, what's your job? Well, it's to give inspirational quotes and ideas and thoughts to people from spirit. More than that, to help you to be inspired to achieve everything you want in life. That's my job. And I've kind of redefined myself lately and said, yeah, that's it. That's why I'm here. Okay, so I'm going to go away. I'm going to go into the background and let my spirit guide, my spirit group, talk to you a little bit about inspiration. They go by the name of Adonis. It's a group of spirit teachers, masters that have been on the planet for a while. I'm taking their thunder away, so I'll go away and let them talk about themselves if they want to. He is always trying to take our limelight. He never lets us talk. He keeps going on and on and on and doesn't let us talk. No, we're teasing. Of course he does. We love to talk through him and to you. Now, we use other hosts. He's not the only one, so it's not an exclusive arrangement. But George is very willing to let us talk to you about inspiration. What a beautiful idea to be inspired, to be filled up with. Now, in a religious context, you could say the Holy Spirit. Now, some may not believe in that concept, but the Spirit is nothing. The Holy Spirit is nothing more than that divine vibration of source energy. To be one connected with source, and some people call it God, to be filled with that energy, to be totally connected to that energy, where your whole being, your whole essence is in oneness. Your whole feeling is in oneness, that you know that there's no separation between you, highest forms, the highest energies possible. So what does that do for you? When you reach that goal, when you reach that place, that inspiration, that place within yourself, it's all within you. You're not reaching outside of yourself. You're reaching within yourself to get that inspired feeling. It's like you connect within you. What happens? You create. You appreciate more. You see more beauty in everything around you. You stop. Colors become brighter. The reds become deeper. The blues become bluer. Everything takes on a different appearance to it. Music sounds better. Food tastes better. You start to notice all of the textures of your food and the flavors and the smells. Because you're allowing God's source to work through you and be one with you and to experience all that with you and that energy, that power that comes into you to experience with you all the beauty in your world intensifies all of your own senses to appreciate more. The fabrics feel better. Your clothes feel better. The day feels better. The night feels better. There's no fear. The stars are brighter. Everything's working when you're in that vibrational connection, when you feel inspired and connect. So why don't you? Our question is for humanity, why don't you? Why don't you feel that more? Why don't you? And you know the answer. Obviously, you know the answer. It's because you allow fear to enter into your essence. Your fear of things around you, fear of where you're going. You don't embrace trust, is the word we would use here. You don't embrace trust. You don't embrace faith. It takes a little bit of embracing of those two things to get to that place. If you're in fear, you can move forward. You can start to embrace faith, trust, and it's by doing love, by experiencing love, by experiencing things that you love will pull you out of fear. By experiencing those things that you love and focusing your energies on love will pull you out of fear. Now, fear is a natural state for humanity. It's something that you have developed over thousands and thousands of years, this state of fear, and you've passed it on generation after generation. But you can break that cycle. Why not break it today? To now, right now, this moment, why not break that cycle of fear? Why don't you let go of all fears in your life? Just completely release them and say, I'm going to accept love completely. Love is going to be the most powerful energy in my life. And anything but love, any other emotion, any other vibration other than love, I will not accept. I will only accept love. I will do it for one day, or I will do it for 1 hour. Start with an hour. For the next hour, I am only going to embrace love. I'm only going to seek things that I love, that are inspirational, that are beautiful, that just inspire my essence, my soul. For the next hour, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to let anything else come into my vibration other than love, other things that I appreciate, other things that are beautiful. And after that hour, see how you feel. What does it feel like? What's the experience like for that 1 hour? And if anything else, things start to come through that take you from this love, reject them. Say, no, I'm focusing on love. It's easy. I can do this for an hour. I'm just going to appreciate. I'm just going to accept those things that are beautiful in my life. Those beautiful words. And you make an effort to seek out things that are beautiful, that are love-filled. Do it for an hour. And then do it for 2 hours. And then 3 hours. And then do it for a day. And see what it feels like for a whole day just to focus on love and things that you appreciate and beauty and all the glory of your life. And everything else just goes to the background. Perhaps you have to turn off the television for a day or not go on the internet for a day. That would help. And not allow anything that's fearful to come into your life for one day. And see how you feel. You want to go there. See if you want to accept this as the way of life, that you want to do this every day, that you want to reject fear every day and only accept love and things that feel good and things that you appreciate. And as you do this, and as you get to that vibration of love, as you start to use that and it becomes more and more part of your life, see what happens in your life. See what starts to unfold in your life. Those things that you've been asking about for weeks and months and years that never show up, watch them start to appear. Try it for a day. But first start with that hour. But when you get to a day, see what things start to unfold in your life. If you're only accepting things that are of love. Okay, we're running out of time here. But we want you to do that. Start with that. Like right now, for the next hour, only focus on love and things that you appreciate and the beauty around you and see what happens. So thank you for listening. Be well. I'm back. That was a pretty good message, I think. Hopefully I can remember it. It's like I'm kind of thinking in the background as Spirit's talking about, oh, can I do that? I think I can do that. Maybe I'll try to do that. Yeah, love for an hour. Okay, I think I'm going to remember this message because I think they want me to try that one too. Not to focus on anything that isn't love-based for 1 hour. It's an amazing idea, isn't it? Try it. So it's been fun. I will be back on Monday. We'll do more of this. I'll inspire you more somehow. Let your spirit guides or your dead ancestors or whoever it might be inspire you a little bit more to live a more abundant and beautiful life. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. Be well. Bye.